Today's daf is Tmura daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. This is today's daf is the second last daf in Maseches Tmura. We got to five lines before the end of the page, but it's kedai to go back because to gain clarity on this whole sugya, you sort of need to start it from the beginning. In the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, at the end of the Mishnah, there was a machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, but exactly what the machlokas was not abundantly clear in the Mishnah. All the Mishnah says was that according to the Tanakam, if the animal that is kachim dies, you bury the animal, which means you can't be poded. You have no choice but to bury it. It's unable to be niftes. And the way the Gemara is going to formulate the idea that you cannot be poded is bayi hamadav aracha. It requires standing up and doing a proper evaluation. A dead animal can't be stood up to do a proper evaluation, so therefore it can't go through pidyon. You have to bury it. So the Tanakama says you have to bury it. The only thing is the Tanakama didn't say what it is. What kind of kachim animal needs to be buried? Is it kachim mizbeach, or is it kachim bedekabayis? Tanakama never told us. Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Mishnah that kachim bedekabayis im mesu yiftu, that when you're dealing with kachim bedekabayis, if they die, then you can redeem them, which implies you don't need hamad varacha. You could even be poda a dead animal as long as it's kachim bedekabayis. It's only a din by kachim bedekabayis, apparently not a din by kachim mizbeach. So we have a machlokas in the Gemara at the two dots. We might as well read it again from the middle of the page. Alam beis and beis v'imesu yikavru. Am Rabbi Yochanan machlokas. What's the sheet of the Rabbanan? So Rabbi Yochanan says li Rabbanan echad kachim mizbeach v'echad kachim bedekabayis hayu b'chal hamad varacha. The way that Rabbi Yochanan understands it is that the Rabbanan's shita is that both kachim mizbeach and kachim bedekabayis require hamad varacha, and therefore neither kachim mizbeach nor kachim bedekabayis can have pidyon after they die. Rather, they both must be buried. And Reish Lakish only disagrees on one point. Reish Lakish, Amar L'Rabbanan, and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah disagrees on one point. And he says that Kachay Bedekabayis can be Niftes. I agree within the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon is saying, I agree when it comes to Kachay Mizbeach that it cannot be Niftes, that it's Yikavru, that it must be buried. But I disagree only about Kachay Bedekabayis. But Reish Lakish understands the machlokas differently. Reish Lakish amar l'rabbanon kachay bedekabayis hayu b'chol hamad varacha, kachay mizbeach lo hayu b'chol hamad varacha. Reish Lakish will understand that the rabbanon will hold that kachay bedekabayis need hamad varacha, and they obviously can't have it after they're dead, and that's why yikavru, and kachay mizbeach do not require hamad varacha, and they can be niftes. And comes along Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's exactly the opposite. According to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon is saying that the exact opposite is true. That when it comes to Kachay Bedekabayis, Kachay Bedekabayis can be Niftes, that they apparently do not require Amad Varacha, but Kachay Mizbeach would require Amad Varacha. But v'zev is a mother, the Rabbi Shimon, the kachim bedekabayis lo ayu b'chal mad varacha, kachim mizbeach ayu b'chal mad varacha. There is no disagreement what Rabbi Shimon holds. Everyone agrees that since Rabbi Shimon specifically identifies kachim bedekabayis as being eligible for pidyon, so it's only kachim bedekabayis that's eligible for pidyon, that does not require mad varacha, but kachim mizbeach is ineligible for pidyon. Kachim mizbeach does require Hamad Varacha, Kachim Mizbeach, you'd have to therefore bury. Everyone agrees that's what Rabbi Shimon holds. So again, the way it turns out is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan hold that everything requires Hamad Varacha, and therefore any animal that dies is going to be buried. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees on one point. He only disagrees on Kachim Bedekabayis, he agrees on Kachim Mizbeach. Reish Lakish understands that the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon disagree on both points. They hold the reverse of each other. Whereas the Rabbanan would say that Kachay Bedekabayis requires Hamad Varacha, and therefore if it dies, has to be buried. Kachay Mizbeach do not require Hamad Varacha, and if it dies, does not have to be buried. It's Niftes. Rabbi Shimon would hold the exact opposite, that Kachay Bedekabayis can do Pidyon, you can have Pidyon on. Kachay Mizbeach, you cannot have Pidyon on. So Reish Lakish understands that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon are exact reverse opposites of each other. They hold opposite shittos, and the Rabbi Yochanan holds that they don't hold opposite shittos. Rabbi Shimon only disagrees within Kachay Bedekabayis. But when it comes to Kache Mizbeach, they are all in agreement that that Yikaveru, that it has to be buried, that there is no that it requires Hamad Varacha, there is no Pidyon. V'divrei HaKol, the Gemara seems to mention almost Derech Agav, although we'll see that this is going to play a critical role later in today's daf. V'divrei HaKol, Balmum Eikaro, Lo Hayu B'chal Hamad Varacha. Everyone agree that if the animal had a Balmum, had a mum before you made it Hegdish in the first place, everyone would agree that it would not require Hamad Varacha in order to be poda it, and if it doesn't require Hamad Varacha in order to be poda it, even when it's dead, you could be poda it. By a Balmume Karo, doesn't matter, everyone would agree that even when it's dead, you could be poda it. If you look at Rashi, V'divrei HaKol, V'od Shnei Amodim, D'Divrei HaKol, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Bein Rabbanan, this Divrei HaKol is everybody. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon would say that a Balmume Karo that a Balmum Me'ikaro that you were Maktish B'Kachem Mizbeach does not require Hamad V'Aracha. Can Mifarish time will come on. There's no such concept of Balmum Me'ikaro by Kache Bedekabayis. The modu to the Rabbanan Kache Bedekabayis Bo Hamad V'Aracha Loshna Balmum Achar Hegdish Loshna Kadamum Alekdesho by Hamad V'Aracha. Everyone would say that the Rabbanan hold Kachay Bedekabayis require Hamad V'Aracha, meaning if you hold that the Kachay Bedekabayis requires Hamad V'Aracha, it doesn't matter when it developed a mum. It's still going to require Hamad V'Aracha, because the Bekachay Bedekabayis lo shiny lon bein Balmum Me'ikara, letam v'nasa Balmum. Shari al etzim avanim hein chalin. Kachay Bedekabayis could be chal on anything. It doesn't have to be chal on an animal that's a tamim, so therefore it doesn't matter when it develops a mum, whether it was meikara or not. But within the world of kachim mizbeach, that's what we're saying, that everybody's going to agree within the world of kachim mizbeach, if the mum was there before the hekdish, then it certainly does not require hamad varacha. You could be poda without Hamad V'Aracha. Period. Tanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kachay Bedekabayis Shemesu Yiftu. So our Mishnah, the way Rabbi Shimon formulated the Shita, is that Kachay Bedekabayis, that die, you're poda to them, you're able to be poda to them, meaning they don't require Hamad V'Aracha. Bishlam L'Rabbi Yochanan, Dam L'Rabban Necha Zevech Zahayi B'chol V'Hamad V'Aracha, Hayin V'Disruk Rabbi Shimon L'Frushay Kachay Bedekabayis Shemesu Yiftu. So according to the Rabbanan, that the Shita of the Rabbanan is that everything requires Hamad V'Aracha, both Kachim Mizbech and Kachim Bedekabayis. So I understand why Rabbi Shimon has to identify which point he's disagreeing with, because on the other point he actually agrees. So he says, no, when it comes to Kachim Bedekabayis, I hold you could be pulled to them even after they die. El Reish Lakish Lamli L'Frushe. But according to Reish Lakish, why does he need to specify Dafka Kachim Bedekabayis? Lema im mesu yiftu. Let him just say that if they die, you can be part of them. Meaning, if according to Reish Lakish, when the Rabbanan said that they should be buried, that there's no pidyon, the Rabbanan were only talking about Kachay Bedekabayis, because the Rabbanan would hold Kachay Mizbeach, they can be niftes. So the Rabbanan, obviously, when they said Yikavru, were only talking about Kachay Bedekabayis in the first place. So why does Reish Lakish have to identify specifically which case he's talking about? Obviously, he's talking about exactly the case that Rabbanan were talking about. He was talking about the case of Kachay Bedekabayis. So Amalach Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would say, no, the way to read Rabbi Shimon's Shita is as follows. Rabbi Shimon lo avi yad demay damar Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure what the Tanakama held. V'achakamerlei. If you're telling me that by Kachim is Beach, it's Yikavru Modinalach, that I would agree to you. But Iba Kachim Bedekabayis, Imesu Yiftu. But if you're telling me that Kachim Bedekabayis, you think need Kvura, no, that I disagree with. I think Kachim Bedekabayis can be Niftes. So that's how Reish Lakish would read Rabbi Shimon Shita, that Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure what the Tanakama himself held. So that's where we got up to yesterday. Let's again continue now. 5 lines from the bottom. Lam Bezam Bez. Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's Shita was that Reish Lakish, the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon only disagree in a case of Kachay Bedekabayis. Everyone agrees in a case of Kachay Mizbeach, there is no pidyon because it requires Hamad V'Aracha to do pidyon, and now the animal's dead, you gotta just bury it. The whole machlokas is only in Kachay Bedekabayis. That was how Rabbi Yochanan understood. So we have a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. pasuk says in Behema Shayakriva Mimena. So what's that talking about? Balimum and Shiyiftu Akasim Medaber. It's talking about Balimum that are niftes, that you could be poda. Atom Balimumin, or I know the Behema Tmeya. How do I know so about Balimum? Maybe it's just Stam talking about a Behema Tmeya, non kosher animal. So Kshu Omer, in Behema Tmeya, poda Berkacha, Hari Behema Tmeya Omer. No, we have another pasuk that already covers Behema Tmeya. So Amanani Mekayim Mim, call Behema Asher Lo Yakriv Menu Kabran Hashem. So what do I do with this pasuk? Bali Mumin Sheyiftu. It must be dealing with Bali Mumin that you can be poda them. Yachl Yiftu Al Mum Over. I might think you could even be poda a Bal Mum when the Mum is a Mum Over, when it's not going to be a Mum that sticks around. Tamalomar Asher Lo Yakrivu Mimena. She'ina Kreva Kal Iker. It has to be the kind of Mum that causes this animal to not be Nikrav at all. Yatzu She'ina Kreva Yom El Machar. But a Mum Over can't be brought today, but it can be brought tomorrow. So since it's not something that's permanently going to cause the animal to be pasul for akrava, so that's not what the pasuk was talking about. Vamrachmana, and the pasuk says dafke in that context when we're talking about a mum kavua. What does it say? Avidla hamadva racha. You should do hamadva racha on it, because that's the end of the pasuk. The pasuk goes on to say vehemid veherich. And what kind of kachem is this talking about, where we're saying that you need to do hamadva racha? Which again, it's a few steps. Remember, when we say you need hamadva racha, that means that if it's dead, you can't be poda, and therefore yikavru, it should be buried. So what are we talking about? We're obviously talking about kache mizbeach, because if we were kache bedek abayis, you wouldn't need it to have a mum at all. You know, kache bedek abayis, you could be poda even without a mum. So obviously we're talking about kachi mizbeach because we're saying that you need a mum kavua in order to be podit. And we're saying kachi mizbeach require hamadav aracha within the sheet of the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan hold kachi mizbeach require hamadav aracha. If the Rabbanan saying kachi mizbeach require hamadav aracha, that's the same as the Rabbanan saying yikavru by kachi mizbeach. So that is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan's sheet. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Rabbanan hold both kachi mizbeach and kachi bedek abayis are yikavru. Had it been like Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish reads the Rabbanan as saying that only kachi bedek abayis are yikavru. Kachi mizbeach would be niftes. You would not require hamad varacha. So this is a raya to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, so good. So we have a raya to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Once we mention this idea that kol be'em asher le'akrivim menu karban Hashem, that we're talking about balimum sheyiftu, which it's notable that the Rambam in the first paragraph of Yisurei Mizbeach Halach Yud writes that it's a mitzvah saseh to be poda kachim that are nolad ben mum and let them go out to chulin and then eat them. Shneimar rak b'chol avas nafshcha tizbach v'yachalta basar mipi ashmu lamdu shekazem medaber b'psulim mukdashin sheyiftu. Ram writes we have a dafka mitzvah sasei when you have psulim mukdashin that develop a mum to dafka be poda them so that they can be eaten as normal chulin. So the Radvaz writes that it's from the brisa in our sugya that the Rambam learns this mitzvah from the pasuk kol behemah tmeah shel yakriv menu karban Hashem v'hemenas. So it's this brisa where we see that this is a mitzvah. These psukim are teaching us a dafke mitzvah sasei. Fine. Now, continuing now, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, 6 lines in. Amar of Gidol Amar Av. My time in the Reish Lakish. Damel Rabbanu Kachim Bet Gabayis Hayu Bechal Madav Aracha. Kachim Mizbech Loya Bechal Madav Aracha. Where does Reish Lakish get the idea that according to the Rabbanan, what's the svara for the Rabbanan that Kachim Bet Gabayis would require Hamadav Aracha? You would think the opposite, right? You would think Kachim Bet Gabayis should have less stringent requirements. It's a lesser Kedusha. But yet, Kachi Bedek Abayis have a requirement of Hamad V'Aracha, and therefore if they die, there is no Pidyon, whereas Kachi Mizbech do not require Hamad V'Aracha, and if they die, there still can be a Pidyon. So where did they get that Shita? Da'amar Kra, V'Herech HaKoin Osa, Bein Tovu Bein Ra. Pasuk says, Kohen does Ha'aracha, Bein Tovu Bein Ra. So what kind of kachim does it really not matter whether it is tov or ra, meaning whether it has a mum or whether it doesn't have a mum? That's kachim bet kabayis. So we see that the pasuk dafka speaks about hamad varacha in the context of what must be kachim bet kabayis. Vamakra osa, and the pasuk is very specific, it says verecha koin osa, implying lemute kachim isbech, that this din is dafka about about the topic that the pasuk is speaking of, and this din would not apply to Katshe Mizbeach. It's dafka about Katshe Bet Gabayis, which is the topic of the pasuk. So that's how Reish Lakish understands the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan must have darshan the pasuk of Amad V'Aracha in that way to be limited to Katshe Bet Gabayis and not Katshe Mizbeach. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word Osa? Because Rabbi Yochanan obviously holds that according to the Rabbanan, both Katshe Bet Gabayis and Katshe Mizbeach require Hamad V'Aracha. So Rabbi Yochanan, Osa L'mutei Mai. What's Osa coming to be Mait? L'mutei Bal Mumei Karo. So this is why I said that last line over there is going to play a critical role, that Rabbi Yochanan would learn that the Rabbanan hold the word Osa comes to exclude Bal Mumei Karo. That Bal Mumei Karo definitely does not require Madavaracha. That's what we quoted today when we quoted the Mishnah, that we said that, with the Brisa rather, we said that everyone agrees, Divrei Akol, Balmumei Karo is not Bechal Madavaracha. So that's what it's coming to exclude. An animal that was Balmumei Karo, that even Rabbi Yochanan would say that that the Rabbanan hold does not require Hamadavaracha. So, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, both Katshe Bet Gabayis and Katshe Mizbeach do require Madavaracha, and therefore they're both Yikavru. If they die, you have to bury them. You can't be poda. So Tanu Beilevi, the Amar Da Filu Bal Mumei Karo B'Chal Amad V'Aracha. But wait a second, what are you going to do if you hold like the Tanu Beilevi? Because Tanu Beilevi holds that even a Bal Mumei Karo requires Hamad V'Aracha. Different than what we said before. Before we said Divrei Akol, but our Divrei Akol was going. Our Divrei Akol meant Rabbi Shimon and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're saying, but there is a third Amora. The Tana de Beilevi holds that even a Balmum requires Hamad V'Aracha. So what's going to be the miut in the pasuk when it says Osa? Pasuk by Hamad V'Aracha, Dafka is trying to exclude something. Well, if we're not going to exclude Katshe Mizbeach, and we're not going to exclude, and the pasuk is about Katshe Bet Gabayis, so we're obviously not excluding that, and we're not even going to exclude a Bal Mumei Karo, what are we excluding? First, where do we see that Tani Debei Levi holds this? The Tani Levi, Hakola Yubachal Hamad V'Aracha, V'Afilu Bal Mumei Karo. That Levi taught that everything was included in Hamad V'Aracha, even a Bal Mumei Karo. V'chein Tani Levi Masnisei, V'Afilu Chaya, V'Afilu Ofos, even Chaya and Ofos. I vaksiv osa. What do they do with the word osa? So kasha. So the word osa is actually going to be a major problem. What are they going to do with the word osa? So what do you mean vafilu chayav vafilu ofos? Rashi writes vafilu chayav yofos kigon avazin v'tarnagolin v'lo shaychi klal l'mizbeach. Even something that when you were makdish it wasn't shaych at all to the mizbeach, like avazin v'tarnagolin, still it's going to require hamada v'haracha. If you look at Tosos, vafilu chayav vafilu of kigon shematfis tarnagolin lebedek habayim. That you're matfis a tarnagol to use for bedek habayis. That's how Tosa says that we're talking about tarnagol that you designate for bedek habayis. Even though an oaf doesn't have pidyon, that's only when it's niskadish b'kedushas haguf l'mizbeach. But when you're makdish an oaf b'kedushas bedek habayis, then it will have pidyon. So the Melo Rome in the back of the Gemara points out that it seems that Rashi is cholik on Tosos, and he's understanding that you're makdish that vazim v'tarnagolim b'kedushas damim l'mizbeach. He doesn't say anything about bedek habayis, Rashi. Only Tosos says about bedek habayis. So what Rashi seems to be saying is that according to Levi, not only is a balmum meikaro, which is a min that's roi l'mizbeach. Balmum meikaro was an animal, a sheep, a goat, something that could have been brought on the mizbeach. It just happened to have a mum by the time you were makdish it. Not only does that require hamad v'aracha when you want to be podit, but even avazin v'tarnagolim, which are not even ofos that are roi bakrava, they don't even belong on the mizbeach in the first place. You never bring avazin v'tarnagolim. You ever have a chicken korban? No, everything's a dove. It's a torim b'nei yona. That's all it is. So where do we ever find? So it's not even roi bakrava in the first place. Still, if you're makdish it with kedushas dam l'mizbeach, it's still going to require hamad v'aracha. Melo Rome is not sure about Chitas Atosas. He says he wonders why does Tosas say that you're makdish lebedek habayis. So what does Levi mean to include vafilu chayav vafilu ofos? What's the afilu? What do you mean? If you're makdish lebedek habayis, remember we're going within the understanding that the rabbanon hold, and everyone really says that the rabbanon hold that kachay bedek habayis require hamad v'aracha. that all kachim bedek bayis require about the varacha. That would mean eitzim avanim, whatever. Why should it be any different than any other kachim bedek bayis? Avazim v'tarnagolim. What's the afilu avazim v'tarnagolim? Even eitzim avanim require hamadav varacha. So why would avazim v'tarnagolim be any different? So Tosfos Shita is actually quite difficult. Rashi seems to fit a lot better, because Rashi says, no, we're dealing with kedushas dam l'mizbeach. You're not makdish it bedek bayis. You're makdish it l'mizbeach. Oh, so if I'm makdish it l'mizbeach, now I understand what the afilu is, that afal pikein Levi holds is going to require hamad v'aracha. By inviting the Gemara, Amr Avidom Rav, my time Rav Shimon, Damar kachim mizbeach hayu b'chal hamad v'aracha, kachim b'ed kabayis lo hayu. So what's, meaning up until now we asked why Reish Lakish learns the Rabbanan the way he does. And we had a Bryce that supported Rabbi Yochanan's learning of the Rabbanan. But now we're going to go within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, there is no machlokas amarayim. Everyone knows what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds that kachay bedek abayis, he said explicitly in the Mishnah, you can be poda even after it dies, which means kachay bedek abayis do not require a madav aracha. But kachay mizbeach do require a madav aracha, and therefore you cannot be poda then after they die. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Yudam Rav, what's the svar for Rabbi Shimon that kachim is beyach do require a madav aracha, and kachim bedek abayis lo hayu, kachim bedek abayis were not included in a madav aracha? Why? So we had a pasuk that suggested seemed to suggest the opposite. The pasuk about a madav aracha we thought had to have been talking about kachim bedek abayis before, right? Because we said it has to be something that doesn't matter whether it's Tov v'ra, and we thought the Osa might have excluded Kachim Mizbeach, so why would you hold the opposite? So the Amar Krok, as the Pasuk says, V'herich HaKoyin Osa, Bein Tov v'Bein Ra, Ezu Davar Shecholuk, Bein Tov v'Bein Ra. So we're learning the opposite. We're saying now, not what is something that there's no chiluk bein tov v'ra. When we say bein tov and bein ra, we seem to be saying that there's a reason why you would assume that there's a difference between tov and ra. Not that there's no difference, that there must have been a difference if the pasuk has to say bein tov bein ra. So where do you ever find a chiluk bein tov bein ra? V'yomer zeh kachim mizbeach. So that's my kachim mizbeach. It matters if it has a mum or not. V'amar kra osa lemute bedek abayis. And then the osa is coming to exclude bedek abayis. So same pasuk, same drasha, same words we're learning it from. It's just that the Rabbanan look at Bein Tov Bein Ra and say, must be that we're saying there's no difference Bein Tov Bein Ra. And Rabbi Shimon looks at Bein Tov Bein Ra and says, must be there is a difference between Bein Tov Bein Ra. And therefore, they have a different starting point. The Rabbanan say the Pasuk must be talking about Kachim Bedek Abayis, and Rabbi Shimon also must be talking about Kachim Mizbeach. So when we have Osa to exclude something else, the Rabbanan say it's excluding Kachim Mizbeach, and Rabbi Shimon will say it's excluding Kachim Bedek Abayis. Ihachi Bein Tov Lira Mi Bayalei. No, if it was saying it's the same, shouldn't it say Bein Tov Lira? What's the Bein Tov Bein Ra? So Kasha, so that's actually a difficulty. We're not really sure why it would say Bein Tov Lira, not Bein Tov Bein Ra. Mesve, yes, Gemara, wait a second. Mesu Tmimin Yikavru. If they die without a mum, you have to bury them. Ubale Mumin Yiftu. But if they die with a mum, you can be po to them. Ba Medvar Mamurim Bekachim is Beach. That's talking about Kachim is Beach. Av Bekachim Bedekabayis Bein Tmimin Bein Bale Mumin Yikavru. But Kachim Bedekabayis, you will never be able to be po to. You'll always have to bury them. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Echol Kachim is Beach. Vechol Kachim Bedekabayis Tmim Yikavru. Bale Mumin Yiftu. Rabbi Shimon holds that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis, Tmimin you can bury, and Balimum you can be poda. So there are going to be a lot of problems over here, but let's start with the beginning. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan Mireisha. The Reisha's presentation of the Rabbanon is a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan, because it says that it's talking about Kachim Mizbeach, and it says that there can be Pidyon. The way Rabbi Yochanan understood the Rabbanon is that both Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Bedek Abayis cannot have pidyon, that they both must be buried. So here you see that Kachim Mizbeach can have pidyon according to the Rabbanan. So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan. Samlach Rabbi Yochanan hachamayaskin b'almumei karo. Now Rabbi Yochanan always says that to fall back on. That even the Rabbanan who hold that there's never pidyon, would agree that b'almumei karo never requires hamad varacha, and there's always pidyon for b'almumei karo. So it must be talking about a b'almumei karo. And hachinami mistavrets, most mistavrets who assume it's talking about Baal Mum Meikaro, the Itamer Shakadim Akdeshon as Mumon, because if we're talking about where it develops Mum later on, then Liflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon disagree with that? Rabbi Shimon should disagree with that if it develops Mum later on, because we know what Rabbi Shimon holds. We know Rabbi Shimon holds that Kachem Bedek HaBayis can be Niftes, but Kachem Izbech, you can't have Pidyon. So shouldn't Rabbi Shimon be yelling and screaming? What do you mean? This is Kachem Izbech, you can't have Pidyon. So the fact that he doesn't disagree, Elav Shema Minab Baal Mum Meikaro. It must be that something about Baal Mum Meikaro, where Divrei Akol, where everybody holds, except for the time of the Bei Levi, that it can have Pidyon, that it does not require a Madav Aracha. So says Mara, wow, so once you're able to prove conclusively that the subject is an animal that was kadam, that was a Baal Mum Meikaro, Elalema Tavi Tiftan Reish Lakish. So now it should be a Tiftan Reish Lakish. Because if we're talking about Baal Mum Meikaro, so it sounds like it's only because it's Baal Mum Meikaro that you could be podid. Sounds like if it was not a Baal Mum Meikaro, then even the Rabbanan would say that it should be buried. But the way Reish Lakish understands the Rabbanan, Kachim is Beach, the way the Reish Lakish understands the Rabbanan is that they say the exact opposite of Rabbi Shimon. And if Rabbi Shimon held Kachim is Beach have to be buried, the Rabbanan would hold Kachim Mizbeach do not have to be buried. That you could be poda Kachim Mizbeach. So it's Tiyuvtam Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish Mukum La Bishakadim Akdeshin as Muman. Reish Lakish will say that it's talking about where you makdash it before it's a Balmum. So, but says what do you mean? We just proved that you can't say that it has to be talking about a Balmum Meikaro. Iyachi Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. If it was talking about Kadim Akdeshin as Muman, then Rabbi Shimon should be arguing. Rabbi Shimon should be saying, what are you talking about? Kachim Mizbeach, I hold that you cover that you have to bury. So Reish Lakish Mepach Apich Vahachi Mosif. Others have the question as follows. It's like a different girsa in flipping around of the brisa and asking the question as follows. Mimechilta Achriti, based on a different brisa. Mesu Bein Tamim and Bein. So this is before we answer anything. We're just going to show a different version of how to deal with the whole raya as follows. Mesu Bein Tamim and Bein Balimumin Yikavru. If the animal dies, whether it's a tamim, whether it's a balmum, you bury it. Medvar Mamurim Bekachim Bedekabayis Aval Bekachim, meaning Kachim is Beach, Yiftu. You can be podit. Rabbi Shimon Omer Tamim Yikavru Balimum and Yiftu. And Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a Tamim, you bury it. If it's a Balmum, you podit. So Tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan Misefa. So isn't this a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan from the Seifa? Because it says, according to the Tanakama, Kachim is Beach is Yiftu. And the Rabbi Yochanan understands that the Rabbanan hold both Kachim Bedekabayis and Kachim is Beach. There is no Pidyon after it dies, it has to be buried. So Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, Hachamai Eskin and Baal Mum Meikaro. No, when it says Yiftu, it must be talking about Baal Mum Meikaro. Hachinam Mistavri, you have to say it's talking about Baal Mum Meikaro. Ditem B'shkadim Akdeshon as Mumon, Niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah. If we're talking about a case where it's not a Baal Mum Meikaro, then Rabbi Shimon should disagree. El Leima Tavi Tiyuftu Dereish Lakish. So says Umara, so then, therefore, now that we've proven that it's talking about Baal Mum Meikaro, now it should be a Tiyuftu on Reish Lakish. So the same kasha we asked before. So now when one shot, we answer both. Amalach Reish Lakish, Hacha Ma'eskinan, B'shekadim Akdeshon as Muman. So no, Reish Lakish will say, we're not talking about a Baal Mum Meikaro, we're talking about Kadim Akdeshon as Muman. We ask, B'niflog Rabbi Shimon Allah, then why isn't Rabbi Shimon arguing if we're not talking about a Baal Mum Meikaro? So Amalach Reish Lakish, Hachanami, the Palag Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon does argue. The Braisa records the Machlokas by Kachem Bedek HaBayis, but he would argue by Kachem Mizbeach as well that it should be Yikbru. Rabbi Shimon does argue, we just don't mention it. But of course Rabbi Shimon does argue as well. So that's the answer. Amar Rabbi Yomer Bezerah, the Reish Lakish, according to the Reish Lakish's understanding of the Shita of the Rabbanan, where again, Reish Lakish held that the Rabbanan hold the exact opposite of Rabbi Shimon, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that Kachem Bedek HaBayis can have Pidyon and Kachem Mizbeach cannot have Pidyon. The Rabbanan hold Kachem Mizbeach can have Pidyon, Kachem Bedek HaBayis cannot have Pidyon. So again, Amar Rabbi Yom Lebzeh, the Reish Lakish told the Rabbanan Kachem Mizbeach lo hayi b'chal madavaracha, that Kachem Mizbeach do not require madavaracha, and therefore they can can have pidyon v'katani katshe mizbeach, and it says that katshe mizbeach bali mumin yiftu, if they're a bal mum, you could be part of them umuk minila b'shekadim ektation as mumman, and we said that's talking about only when the kadim ektation as mumman, that's talking about when it wasn't bal mum eikaro, when you were makdish at first and then it developed a mum shema mina podin as katshe lachil l'klavim. So shouldn't we therefore be able to prove that you could be pod the kachim to feed it to dogs? Why can we prove that? Because again, we're talking about you have kachim that did not have a mum at the time that you were makdashit, and nevertheless, we say kachim is beach, do not require hamadav aracha. Here's a dead animal, the animal died, so it's a nevela. You're just going to be able to makhle klav, you're not going to be able to eat it anyway, because the animal died, and yet we see you don't need hamadav aracha, you could be poda it after it died. So it's a perfectly good kachim animal, you were makdashit before it had any mum, and you're going to be poda it just to feed it to the dogs. So isn't this a raya that you're allowed to be poda kachim lachil l'klavim? Now it happens to be, Rabbi Kivager points out, there are shitos that hold that you're allowed to be poda kachim lachil l'klavim. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that the Bryce is dafka going like those shitos, because we're assuming that the halacha is not like those shitos. So we'd much rather say that the Bryce is not going like those shitos. We're not denying that they exist, but we'd much rather not have to stick with those shitos. So that's what we're saying, that according to Reish Lakish, we're going to run into problems. So says the Gemara, hacham eskinan b'sha'avar v'shachdan. No, the case over here was not where the animal just died. The case over here was where you shechted the animal. What are you doing shechting an animal that has a mum? You're shechting a kachim animal that has a mum without any pidyon? Yeah, you did something wrong. You shouldn't have shechted it. But we're talking about what you did. So therefore, if you're podet, it's not going to be fed to the dogs. It had a kashrus shechita. So if you podet it, let people eat it. It will be fine. It has nothing to do with being podet kachim lachim l'klavim. Kidetanya, kol ha-kachim shenafel ben mum v'shechtan, any kachim that develops a mum, and you shechted, Rameir omer yikavru v'cham mum yiftu. Rameir says you have to be cover it, and the chamas say you could be podet. So because it has no requirement of a madav aracha. Why does Rameir say you have to bury it? Because Rameir must hold like Rabbi Shimon, that kachim mizbeach require hamadav aracha. And if kachim mizbeach require hamadav aracha, then you can't be poda them once they're dead. This animal happens to be dead because of a shechita, but either way it's dead. Either way it can't stand up, so it can't undergo hamadav aracha. So Rameir is really interchangeable for Rabbi Shimon over here. But the key is that the chum hold you can be poda in that case. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Zeira, so new comment. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'Zeira, Rabbi Shimon damar kachay b'de kabayis lohei b'chal madav aracha. According to Rabbi Shimon, that says that kachay b'de kabayis have no requirement of madav aracha. That's the explicit statement of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, that kachay b'de kabayis, since there's no requirement of madav aracha, when they die, you can be po to them. So amay tmim yikavru. So why, when it doesn't develop a mum, do you bury it? Why don't you say that you could be poda it when it dies? Why do you have to say that you bury it if it's a tamim? So mishum dechazu l'akrava, because it was roi l'akrava. Since it was roi l'akrava, so therefore we're going to say that you have to bury it, and that you're not allowed to be poda it. Kiditanya hamatvis pimim bedek abayis k'shei niftin ein niftin al mizbeach. If you're matvis an animal that doesn't have a mum and is roi l'mizbeach for bedek abayis, so when you poda it, you can only be poda it from the mizbeach. It can only be poded to be used on the mizbeach. Shekala royal mizbeach and yotzim de mizbeach li'olam. Anything that was ever royal mizbeach and became hekdish has to go to the mizbeach. It can't be yotzim de mizbeach. There's no din of pidyon. So if the animal never developed a mum, that's why there's not going to be a din of pidyon, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa says Abaye v'armila Rava, and some say it was Rava that Lirava, I don't know, what are the girsos on the side? Yeah, Lirava. And some say that Rav Papa said to Rava, not to Abaye, so the Rabbi Yochanan, Demukim la bebalmu meikaro, according to Rabbi Yochanan, says that when's the only case the Rabbanan are going to hold that there's a din of pidyon? That's when you have a balmu meikaro. So v'kuli alma siru l'dbalmu meikaro, it's because everyone holds that a balmu meikaro, there's no requirement of a madvaracha. You'll always be able to be poda a balmu meikaro. The only issue is that the Rabbanan hold kachim mizbeach and kachim b'degabayis that are not a balmu meikaro. That's where you cannot be poda. That's where it's yikavru if the animal dies. But a balmu meikaro, the Rabbanan will say everyone holds does not require madvaracha. You'll always be able to be poda it. So frankly, Gemara v'lo, does it really not require madvaracha when it's balmu? We have a Mishnah, Kala Kachim Shekada Mum Kavua Lactation. all kachim that have a mum kavua before you makdish it, viniftu, and then you poda it, chayavin v'bechora, the halacha is that it's chayav. So again, if it had a mum kavua before you makdish it, then you poda it, so the offspring is chayav in bechora, ubimatanos, and in all the normal matnos kahuna, v'yotzen l'chulin, l'gazis l'yaved, and it can become full-fledged chulin for the fact that it becomes mutter and giza and avoda once you poda it, v'ladan v'chelbon mutter l'achar pidyonon, and the vlad and the chalav of the animals mutter after you are podit. Even if it became pregnant before the pidyon, and the birth happened after the pidyon, vashochtan b'chutz pater, and if you shechtet b'chutz, you can be pater, meaning it's not a din of kachim b'chutz, it's perfectly fine to shechtet b'chutz, ve'enos in tmura, and it does not take effect on tmura, it's not matvis b'tmura, ve'imesu yiftu, and that's the line we're obviously looking for, and if they die, you can be po to them, v'am ravi dom rav, zudiv rabbi shimon. Who's the one that says in Mesu Yiftu? That's only going according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that Kachim is Beach, have a requirement of a Madavaracha. Kachim Bedek Abayis don't have a requirement of a Madavaracha. That's, so Rabbi Shimon's going to say that in Mesu Yiftu. Kedetan, Rabbi Shimon, Kachim Bedek Abayis in Mesu Yiftu, like we say in Beferish Nor Mishnah. Umoda Rabbi Shimon, Bibal Mume Karo Shinifte. And Rabbi Shimon holds that since this is a case of Bal Mume Karo, that you could be podit without Hamadavaracha. So it sounds like it's Dafka Rabbi Shimon that holds that way. So how can we say that everyone agrees, Rabbi Shimon and Rabban, and everyone agrees that if it's a Bal Mume Karo, so then it doesn't require a Madavaracha, you could just be poda. Sounds over here that it's Dafka Rabbi Shimon. My time with Amakra Osa, Osa Lemuti Bal Mume Karo. Pasuk says Osa when it talks about a Madavaracha, and that excludes Bal Mume Karo, that Bal Mume Karo does not require a Madavaracha. But it sounds like Aval Chachamim Omrim, Afil Bal Mume Karo Haya Bukha. The Chum would say that even a Bal Mumei Karo does require Hamad Varacha. So if the Chum hold it does require Hamad Varacha, that would mean the Chum hold that when it dies, you cannot be podit because it can't stand up. So up until now, we've been saying for the last daf, and we made a big deal about making this point when we started chazring over the last part from yesterday's daf on Lam Beis and Beis, that we said Divrei Akol, everybody holds that when you have a Bal Mumei Karo, that there's no requirement of Hamad Varacha, you could always be podit. And now we're saying, no, it's only the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. We knew that there was a ton of Beit Levi that disagreed with that. But now we're saying it's only the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that even the Chachamim disagree with it. So Amalei, man Chachamim, ton of Beit Levi. We say, no, over here when we refer to a Chachamim who disagree with this idea and who think that even a Bal Mumei Karo requires Hamad Varacha, it's not talking about the Chachamim, it's talking about the ton of Beit Levi. The Chachamim over here is a reference to the ton of Beit Levi. Ihachi Zudiv Rabbi Shimon, Vesu Lo. Wait a second, then why when we say that it doesn't require Hamad Varacha, would we say Zudiv Rabbi Shimon? This is only Rabbi Shimon Shita. No, Div Rabbi Shimon Machlo Kasami Ba'ilei. It should say Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan that he disagrees with all agree that a Bal Mumei Karo doesn't require Hamad Varacha. Samalei. The reason it doesn't say like this, the reason it doesn't say Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Machlo Kaso, is because Rav holds right like Reish Lakish, da amul rabbanon kachem bedek abayis hayu b'chal madvaracha kachem mizbeach lo hayu. Because Rav holds like Reish Lakish's reading of the rabbanon that disagree with Rabbi Shimon, that they hold the exact opposite of Rabbi Shimon, that they hold that kachem bedek abayis do require madvaracha, and therefore kachem bedek abayis you have to bury if they just die, but kachem mizbeach do not require madvaracha, and kachem mizbeach therefore you would not have to bury if they just die. V'reisha katani v'meisu yiftu. V'sefer katani imesu yikavru. The Reisha says if they die you are po to them. The Sefer says if they die you are cover them. So that wouldn't fit with Rav's understanding of the Rabbanan. That's why we dafka have to say zudivrei Rabbi Shimon, not zudivrei Rabbi Shimon umachlo kaso. V'iba yisema, or you could just answer Rav, Rabbi Yochanan Svirulei, that Rav really holds like Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan. And again, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Rabbanan is both Kachem Bedek Abayis and Kachem Mizbeach do require Hamad Varacha, and therefore if either one of them die, the halacha would be that you cannot be pulled to them. Why don't we just say then, Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Machlokaso, the Kakashalach, Zudiv Rabbi Shimon Machlokaso, Mi Bayulei, Ema Hachinami. Yeah, say that's what I meant to say. When we say Zudiv Rabbi Shimon, it means Zudiv Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan who disagree with him. Probably that was the hardest daf in tomorrow, I think. But Bez Hashem, tomorrow is a much easier daf, and there's a lot to say in tomorrow's daf. It's a real Shas daf. Okay.